Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Isn't it great how it works out like that? I'm glad you're here because we got Ken Tinser back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Ken is a member of our Brain Trust. He's the CEO of SpiderWorks, the co-author of The 90% Rule and the upcoming book, Cause a Disturbance. And he's somebody who helps people like you and me understand the power and the importance of innovation. Ken Tinser, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back.
It's good to have you back. Ken, in the previous segment when I was telling the audience you were coming, I talked about how small business owners, one of the ways they should think about innovation. I'm not going to say it's the way, because there are lots of different ways you can think about innovation. But I'm just imagining that you're a small business owner out there on Main Street and in the United States where I am, in Canada where you are, and you're thinking, you know what? I mean, I don't feel creative. I don't feel what should I innovate? What if I do the wrong thing? You know, I see Apple bringing things out that people love. I'm not good at that sort of thing, but I think people can take the pressure off themselves in that regard by simply watching customers, talking to customers, ask them what they want, and respond innovatively to what customers are telling you. In other words, let customers tell you how innovative you need to be. What do you think about that?
Well, I couldn't agree more, and it's funny. I was sitting at a conference about a month ago, and said that 92% of companies thought they were satisfying their customers, and only 8% of their customers agreed. And I mean, it was just a startling moment. And I realized, you know,
say that again. Say that those numbers again.
92% of companies thought they were satisfying their customers, and only 8% of their customers agreed.
Wow.
So, I mean, it really comes to what you just said, talk to your customers. I mean, I was doing a workshop, and a technology company said, it's very easy for us because my customers tell me what I'm doing right and wrong every day. And I think we just don't do that enough. You know, we think that because we're selling to our customers today or every day or servicing them that we're doing a good job. But you got to just sit down and say, you know, what's keeping you up at night? What do you think is going to bother, you know, 6, 12, 18 months out? What are those challenges going to be? And your customers will tell you what those challenges are. And if you can address it, if you can change your company just slightly to address those problems, those challenges, you know, that's the game there. You don't
Well, and, you, and of course, you've got two sectors. You got B2C and B2B. You got business to consumer, which, you know, your consumer customer, you don't have that conversation with them, but you do find out how they think about getting whatever it is that they want to buy. You look at the technology they use. Look at the connection methods they use. You look at you know, how they want it delivered, et cetera, et cetera. B2B, as you say, then that's when you take a longer view and you get into their industry a little bit, maybe. You find out what's keeping them up at night. You learn more about what's going on in their lives, and you try to help anticipate that a little bit. But it's the main thing is to me, for a small business, you don't have to be an innovative genius, but you do have to be prepared to be innovative to deliver what it is you find that your customers need. What do you think and want?
Well, yeah, I again, absolutely. And the thing is, I think people hear the word innovation and they think it has to be really big or really different. But innovation is an invention. It's just about having an idea and incorporating it into your business.
Right.
And it doesn't have to be a new idea. It just has to be new to your business. You know, again, I was working with, and this was a B2B example again, but, you know, an owner who had been there 30, 35 years, and he was resisting social media, he was resisting things like that, and he finally gave in to his younger management group. And a year later, it's gone so well. He's got so much customer feedback. He's actually opened an e-commerce site. So that's very innovative for his company, but it doesn't have to be a completely new or different idea.
Right, right. We've been the disturbance thing. When you talk about cause of disturbance, how does that connect with innovation?
Well, I think the customers' attention spans are just they're getting shorter. You know, they're expecting things. I mean, you know, you mentioned Apple off the top, and the big companies or the great companies are introducing something new every 6 months. And I think now you have to educate, inform, engage, you know, change things up for your customers quite regularly. But again, it can be something small. It can be something, you know, just a little bit different, like, you know, taxi cab companies who started sending texts out there to tell you where your cab was, how long it'll take for your cab to come. So it doesn't have to be monumental, but, yeah, you have to disrupt or disturb the way you're doing things on a pretty regular basis today.
Well, I was talking to a guy in New York. I was in New York City last week. I was talking to a shopkeeper who does pretty well, but he still takes the bus to work. He takes the bus from Upper Manhattan to Midtown to his shop. And he says it's just quicker. It's a quicker way to get there. Well, he's standing on the corner, and he walks out to the corner when about a minute before the bus shows up, and the guy standing on the corner said, "I've been here, you know, 10 minutes or 15 minutes. When's the bus coming?" And the guy said, "It'll be here in 30 seconds." And he said, "How did you know that?" And the guy that I met said, "It's right here on the app. It tells me where the bus is."
Well, that's just it.
He held his smartphone up and showed the guy, you know, "I didn't come out of my house until the bus got a minute away, and then I walked out, and it was, you know, I didn't get cold. I got on the bus, and I was out of here." Now, that's an expectation. That's being innovative, and now anybody else who provides transportation for that particular person, those are his new expectations, aren't they?
Well, they are, and I think they're the expectations of most customers, but again, it's so achievable. I was working with a small retailer, you know, three outlets, and their online presence and their app presence is very strong.
Yeah.
So they're engaging customers the way they want to be engaged.
Hold on to that thought, Kim. We're going to take a quick break. You want to give us a website, please?
CauseOfDisturbance.com.
CauseOfDisturbance.com. Ken Tenser. T-E-N-C-E-R, and I will be right back. 20 after, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.